This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Sent the doorbell? Somebody get that. That's what it sounded like.
No, I figured after Mother's Day, I better ease you back into it, you know.
Ease us all back into it, right? It is a Monday morning. It is Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line, thanks to our good friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation. Serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. We do have a guest in studio today. You want to run through the forecast really quickly here?
Hey, get out there if you got any flowers to plant. It's after Mother's Day.
It's okay now?
Well, we're going to say it is. Not going to guarantee it. They're still having some frost up north in northern Indiana, but we aren't seeing it right now. So I got part of mine out. I'm going to put the rest of them out. But today, sunny chance, clear skies tonight. Tomorrow, sunny. We're going to see close to 70 today, 75 tomorrow. And then, of course, you know what the warmer weather does. It brings in those thunderstorms and rain chances. So Tuesday night into Wednesday, we're going to see some of that. So,
okay, farmers, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah,
we're going to get you back in the field at some point.
Well,
here.
There were a lot of them that were in yesterday, so I'm not, you know, Mother's Day is Mother's Day, but farming when you can get in, it's May, so when you can get in, you can get in. So,
all right, we do have a guest in studio, but we have a guest on the phone, so let's get to Russ first. Hey, Russ.
Hey, I won't take too long. I'll listen to your guest, of course, but I do want to thank you guys. Susan and I had a wonderful 18-day trip. We'll tell you about it sometime, but flew our plane all the way out to the International Broadcasters Idea Bank in St. George, Utah, with stops in Sedona and Santa Fe and all kinds of Durango. Took the Durango train up to Silverton. It was amazing, and just wanted to thank you guys for everything you do. So I'll listen to your guest, and we'll see where it goes.
Hey, wait, real quickly, though, that flight through the Grand Canyon?
Yes, over the Grand Canyon, yes.
Oh, man, that looked great.
Oh, it was amazing. There were only about three or four corridors that you could take, and I was talking to Los Angeles Center the whole way, and so I was getting I was doing flight following, and they knew where I was when I went over the Grand Canyon, and it was just amazing.
It was so pretty. Sue, I assume Sue was taking the pictures. I hope you weren't taking those while you were flying.
Yeah, everything I got came from Sue.
Okay,
so.
Me too.
I was otherwise occupied, yes.
All right, well, tell her they were beautiful, and we appreciated the photos anyway.
We'll look at the schedule and see if we can't get you to come on. Okay?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, okay. That'd be great. Hoosierland TV will be on, so we can actually show some of the pictures. And hopefully I'll give a talk at Rotary. I think Anita Stewart already wants us to do that. So
that'll be
anyway,
cool.
It was awesome. I'll listen to your guest, and thank you.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. All right. In studio is Melissa Robertson from Wesley Manor. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
Beautiful day out there.
Oh, we'll take it, right?
Exactly.
So we were talking about flowers before we got started here. Is the greenhouse still open? Is the flower sale completely over? Is it done?
It is pretty much completed.
I wondered.
We had a little difficulty with our geraniums this year. They were slow to get started, and then we had a setback with some cold weather. So
yeah, we all had that setback.
But geraniums is one of those things. I actually prefer them smaller.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to put them out and then let them get their full growth through May and then into June. Then by the time you get about mid-June, they're huge and gorgeous. So, yeah.
I think he just had a few tomato plants left, maybe a couple of peace lilies and a fern. But it was very successful.
Wow. I was going to say, that's huge.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone that came out and supported that.
By the way, there are some things happening with the Senior Olympics today at 10 a.m. at the Paul Philippi Resource Center. It's Euchre. And then over at Wesley Manor at 6 p.m. tonight, it's Rummikub.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is big over there.
It's very competitive, yes.
My mom was a big Rummikub player before she was no longer able to play.
That.
I haven't either.
I have never played it.
Yeah, it's like gin rummy, but with tiles.
Yeah, I've never played that either.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, not gin rummy. I played rummy, but not gin rummy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Fun stuff.
I keep telling you, we're kind of screwed because we have to be here all the time and we don't get to participate in a lot of that.
Well, he just called in and thanked us. I feel like we get some time to...
That's right.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. Well, you continue to have things happening over at Wesley Manor. And, I mean, everything now, we're leading up to a concert series even. What would you like to start with today before we get to the concert series?
Well, actually, we do have some things coming up in May, one of them being one of our outdoor summer concerts. But some things that might be of interest to the public. We are having a representative from Attorney General Todd Rakita's office to come and to speak to seniors. The title of the program is Consumer Protection and Scam Prevention. It's a presentation that will cover data privacy, some common scams, and even how consumers can file a complaint with the Attorney General's office. So that program will be in our event center on Thursday, May 28th at 2 p.m. And we would welcome anyone from the community that would like to come and hear that presentation.
Yeah, I just cannot express how important that is because, as we age, sometimes, and Sam and I just had this conversation the other day. I'm like, how do you know what's real? How do you know what's fake? Just looking at photos. We were talking about AI and how, you can Photoshop anything nowadays. And it's so much easier for the younger folks to tell because they just grew up with all of this. For us, we kind of got it as we were getting older. And so he was telling me some tips. But scamming kind of goes along with that from the sense that sometimes we just don't know.
Yeah.
And so this is great, and this is open to the public, and that's, I appreciate that a lot.
Yep, we would be happy to have guests come for that. So another interesting thing that's happening at the Manor, we are dedicating a wall to our centenarians.
I love this.
Yeah, so we are going to do a featured wall for all of our residents who have turned 100 years of age or older. We actually have one resident who is 104. We have a resident who's 103. We currently have three residents that are 100. And we have two more that will be turning 100 in June and in August. So, or June and July. So we have a plaque featuring a picture of each of them with a, 3 to 4 paragraph kind of bio of their life. And it'll be a neat feature.
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I love this.
And I get the pleasure of interviewing those individuals. Their wisdom is always just wonderful. I asked one lady, what her favorite color was. And she said, every color is beautiful if it's used in the correct way. And I was like, I got to write that down. That's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah.
So, have you had a chance to ask them what they contribute their longevity to?
A lot of them, yes. And a lot of them, it's usually faith, family, and friendships. So
I believe that to a certain extent. As long as our heart is good, it's our little mental heart is good, then that will take you a long way.
Yeah. And I think staying active, she still goes to exercise every morning. And so, keeping active is very important, too. So
Well, I think that's really neat. So where will we be able to see this wall once it gets up?
It's going to be in our health center up on the mezzanine to Harmony Hall.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's a great place for it.
Yeah. So anyone, and we're doing a special ceremony for those family members and for those residents on May 29th. So after May 29th, it will be up on display and welcome for anyone to view. And then we'll continue to add to it as our residents turn 100. So.
Well, Wesley Manor is a great place to enjoy lots of activities so that they can get to 100.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We, you know, we're a part of BHI, which is one of 12. They have 12 communities across Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, the majority of them being here in Indiana, especially in the Indianapolis area. But we're very fortunate to have their support, and we work with all 12 communities to have consistency with programming. So we focus our activity programming on 8 pillars: physical, emotional, spiritual, environmental, social, intellectual, creative, and purposeful living. So every month we have to gear our activities on those 8 pillars. And some of them occur every day. Like every day we have a physical activity that residents can partake in. Some of them are just monthly, but it's a lot of fun, you know, to plan those types of activities and to keep people active and engaged.
You do. You know, even in the memory care units, when I go in to see mom, they'll be in there and she's got the little pool things, you know, and
pool
noodles, and they're lifting and moving their arms just to keep them. So it's not like they have to go down and work out at a gym and lift 100-pound weights. I mean, it's just keeping their body going and keep the, and she likes it. You know, I'll say, well, you know, if we've gone somewhere, do you want to join the class now? Or do you, oh no, I want to get, sit me right there so I can, you know, she has her little spot and she wants to get in there and be involved.
Yeah. It's not just bingo.
Yes.
And a lot of people just think that that's a lot of what we do. But
That couldn't be farther. I mean, you guys have parties. I was there. There was a Hawaiian party. Mom's got pictures of her glasses, pineapple glasses on. And Halloween, lots of Halloween and Christmas. And you guys do a lot of different things.
And we do have a lot of great partner support, community support, just like with the Senior Olympics. Day and Genda is a great support for us. And our outdoor summer concert series and our happy hours, Goodwin and Weston Funeral Home, you know, help support those. Archer Weston, they support those. So the community support that we receive is very special and important.
It is. So. Melissa Robertson from Wesley Manor is our guest on Party Line today.
I want to talk about happy hour. You mentioned happy hour. Talk about happy hour.
Is
that open to the public? That's what she's really wanting to know.
I just, you don't think about happy hour at a community like that. And so I want to know more about it.
Yeah.
Well,
why not? We hire an entertainer, usually musical entertainer, to come every month. So we have a happy hour over in our health center once a month. And then we have entertainers and happy hour over in our independent living and our village living area. We hosted a happy hour for them as well. And it comes complete with beer and wine of your choosing, but also soda. We have some great snacks, and we just come and hang out on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So what time do you guys get off?
Right now, we're about 1:50 now. We'll be over there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can find it.
So it's fun. We do that every month. And you know, again, that those 8 pillars that we talk about, some of that, it's social. It's, you know, it's intellectual. We have guest speakers that come in often and give programming and that type of thing. So,
But it's just another sense of community. When I come out there to do live broadcasts from the village, I love doing those. But the couples out there and the folks who live out there, they're not always couple, but the couple next door that I was doing the last one at, do you want to come and see our house? And I said, well, I mean, if you're inviting me in, absolutely I do. Yeah. And they had just had it redone.
Oh, yeah.
And it was beautiful. The houses out there, I mean, if you haven't checked out the village houses, you need to come and take another look.
Yeah. Please give us a call.
You are in the process of redoing some of those, correct?
Yes. They had open house, I think, last week it was, and had very good turnout, good response. So I think they've redone 4 houses out there and are working on more. We're redoing several apartments, you know, in the actual manor, which, again, those are for independent living or also individuals that might need a little bit of assistance. We provide that as well in the manor. Yeah, and then, of course, we have our our health center, which provides skilled care for people maybe who are in rehab. They've had recent surgeries or incidents. We have 50 beds there. And then up in our memory care, we also have 50 beds. So,
yes. Yeah. And the memory care unit where you can go outside into the middle area there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so relaxing out there.
It's very nice.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. All right. This weekend, we're kicking off something special.
We are. So this summer, we are doing something. We're going to try something new. We've done outdoor concerts at Wesley Manor previously, but we decided they've been such a success that let's just do one every month. Why not? Right? So we're doing a summer outdoor concert series. This Friday, it's going to be the Harvest Gold Band. That is going to be on our event center, right in front of the event center there, the teardrop, we call it, the lawn. Bring your lawn chairs. This is Rick Zapirian. He graduated from Frankfort High School. His mother was a resident peg at the manor for many years. And he and the band came when his mother was there, and she has since passed. And he called me and said, you know, we just want to come back. We love it there, and kind of a tribute to his mother. So I said, we would love to have you. So they're coming back this Friday at 2 o'clock. And I heard that weather forecast. I hope those showers move out by by Friday.
Oh, you never know by Friday. Maybe it'll just be beautiful and sunny. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
We're hoping so. And they do, they interact with the audience. They do a lot of kind of soft rock and some currents, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. They are a lot of fun. In June, as part of our longest day supporting the Alzheimer's Association, our outdoor concert will be on the backside of the manor where the health center entrance is. Cole Woodruff, local musician from Michigan Town, is going to be performing for us there on June 18th at 2 p.m. Again, these are all open to the public. At Cole's concert, we will also have some food trucks available on that day. I know American Porkers is coming, so we're anxious to have them. Cole is a resident favorite. He'll do Johnny Cash. He'll do some Elvis. He does gospel. He takes audience requests, which they love. So he's just a real treat to have. And then in July, we have a group that we've never had before. They are a 18-piece jazz band, but they also provide vocals. They're called West Winds. They will do Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, some current songs as well. He told me, we do not do any rap and we do not do any hip hop. I said, okay. So they are coming. And yeah, 18-piece band. So we're really excited to see how that goes. And that's July 17th at 2 p.m., all on Fridays. And then in August, our outdoor performance or concert will be a DJ, because we're having that as part of our car show. And that is on a Sunday, August 16th. We're partnering with TNT Car Shows, and we'll have a car show there on the front lawn at Wesley Manor. And they play live music, or they play, what do you call it, DJ music, I guess. Yeah. So we'll have some music at that event as well. And food trucks will be available then. And the last one for our summer concert series will be September 11th, again at 2 p.m. And this is the Jazz Torino. They are a five-piece band. They do not do any vocals. They are strictly jazz. We have had them at the Manor before, and man, they shook the walls. They really rocked the place. So some of our residents really enjoyed the jazz.
I like jazz.
Yeah.
That trumpet.
And it's just different. Mm-hmm. Something kind of different.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's going to be our summer concert series. Again, open to the public. We would love to have you come and join us on those Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. This will all be posted on our website and also on our Facebook page.
And so, they'll see it on Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com.
Excellent. Great. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're super excited about this.
Yeah, I am too.
You have such a great area for it. You might as well use it, right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the best places to view the fireworks on July 4th. At Wesley Manor, right there, the front lawn.
Yep.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. You guys have kind of a front row seat there.
We do. We do.
Okay, what else do we have going on? Because I see you've got more in your stack there.
I do. I did. I came prepared.
You did. Yeah. Okay.
I guess just to note that, speaking of 4th of July, every week starting in 2026. We are celebrating a state. So according to entry of statehood, so in January, we started with the first four states, and every week we celebrate each state with some trivia. We play like a documentary about each of those states. This month in May, we were celebrating Louisiana. Of course, the week of May 10th, Indiana, we celebrated the 19th state. The week of May 17th was Mississippi, and then the week of May 24th, Illinois. So every week, and it, we have 50 states, it's going to take us right up into December. So we're doing kind of a celebration of the states as part of America's 250th birthday celebration.
That's a cool idea. I hadn't even thought of something like that. Yeah, that's neat.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so residents are, they're enjoying it.
Oh,
so,
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see where the being a teacher comes in handy.
It does.
Retired, a fourth grade teacher for a while, teacher. Too.
Exactly.
That, where you learned about Indiana.
That nice Indiana, yeah. That
Indiana assignment. Indiana history,
Yep.
Again, one of our community partners, the Healthy Communities here of Clinton County, they are coming to Wesley Manor every Monday in June at 2 o'clock, or, sorry, at 1 o'clock, to provide a... kind of an educational program. It's called Wise Wellness Initiative. It celebrates aging healthy and educating older adults on a variety of topics, including medication use, the aging process, what to expect, communicating effectively with your healthcare providers, and again, just strategies for living that long, healthy lifestyle. And so we appreciate them coming to the Manor. And if you would like to come and join us for that program, it's a five-week series, June 1st, June 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, first Monday at 1 p.m.
I love this because you're going to think I'm a dork, and that's okay because I am a dork. I freely admit
yes,
that.
Yes, I know you.
But there's several times I'll call Beth and say, is this normal? Like, she's like, yeah, welcome to getting older. oh, okay.
Yep.
So I think this is a nice idea because sometimes I think we feel like, is this normal? Am I alone? Does this happen to other people? And now this is a great chance for you guys to help us answer some of those questions. And it's also open to the community.
Yes. Yep. So just, they can give me a call. I'll provide my information here at the end. And if they would like to come and join us. But we appreciate, the Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Again, partnering with those people to bring those programs to the Manor. A lot of our residents have difficulty going to things.
Absolutely.
So it's very important for us to try to bring programs to them. So.
Well, and it's a nice, at the Manor, people can find the spot. It's a nice place for people to kind of group, and it's easy to find. There's lots of parking. You can get there, So I think it's great that you're opening these up to the community as well. Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hub. You're kind of becoming a hub.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
And then finally in June, coming up in June, as I mentioned, we will be celebrating the longest day. This is part of the Alzheimer's Association. We do something every year to kind of promote awareness about Alzheimer's. This year we're doing a three-day event on June 17th. That's a Wednesday. We hope to have kind of a coffee cart, and we will have a bake sale. One of the local churches is partnering with us to donate baked goods. A lot of our independent residents bake things and bring those in and donate those. So we'll have a bake sale on Wednesday, June 17th. Again, that will be open to the public, and we'll post some more of that information. On Thursday, June 18th, we talked about our concert with Cole Woodruff, and we'll have food trucks available. That will start at, the concert will be at 2, but our food trucks will be on site like 10:30, till 1:30. Also on that final day, Friday, the 19th, this one is strictly for our residents on our memory care units. We invite them, family members of those residents, to come, and we have a picnic lunch, play some picnic-type style games, and just enjoy each other's company. It's important for that memory care unit, not only for the residents to connect with family members, but it's a tight-knit group, and for family members going through dementia with a loved one, they find support within each other, and coming together to celebrate that and having a picnic is a nice way to end the week.
It absolutely is. I agree. So do we have some t-shirts for sale?
And we do. Yes, part of that, we sell t-shirts for our Alzheimer's Day. celebration, and you know, the proceeds from that do support our activity and our funding for our memory care unit there at Wesley Manor.
Yes, and I can confirm there are lots of activities in there. I agree with you. I don't want people to think it's just bingo. It's absolutely not. I mean, they Correct. Do occasionally play bingo, but that's just one of many, many things I've walked into. I mean, sometimes she's doing a craft. Sometimes she's listening to music. Sometimes they're dance. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're having a little party. I mean, I walked in one day and they're like, you want a cupcake? And I'm like, well, I don't need one, but sure.
I know.
So you just never know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, getting them outside in that middle area there is such a nice, I walked out one day and Mom was just had her head back enjoying the sun. And so it is really geared to help people feel family and comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that's
it's
one thing.
It's their home.
It is their home. Yes. Yeah. And I like the idea that you are a part of BHI, you work with other groups, but that's a great way to share ideas. When somebody comes up with a good idea, then you're really spreading the wealth of knowledge and information.
Yep. Another program that BHI is launching in June, it's called Strong Her. Get it? You know, not stronger.
Strong Her. Yes.
So it focuses on women in particular. So each month we will do something for our Strong Her program. In June, we have a local female author that's going to come and present her book and speak about her journey. Ruby Bales, female, you know, business owner, is going to come later in the fall. We're going to do a flower arranging class with her. We have our therapy department that comes and gives educational programs about topics that are very specific to women. So we're anxious to kick off our Strong Her program.
I like the name of that. That's cute. You know, Strong Her.
Yeah. I didn't come up with that, but yeah.
It's okay. You can take credit.
I'll take some credit. Sure. Yeah.
So, Melissa Robertson from Wesley Manor is our guest on Party Line today. Anything else you need to share with us on this trip? We're going to try and start getting you guys on a more regular basis here. I think that makes a lot of sense, especially since you have so many programs and things going on, and you are kind of becoming another hub for our community, for our senior folks. And so we appreciate that. And there's so much to do out there. It's a nice place to walk. If you're a walker, you can just walk, and it's right along the golf course. I was leaving one day and happened to look over to the golf course there, and there were probably 8 or 10 deer just kind of, and I just stopped and watched the deer, and it's just a nice little area.
It's a peaceful place, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. I read, I'm kind of a statistics person, and so the U.S. Census has predicted that by 2035 or 2036, you know, the number of seniors 65 and older is going to outnumber the number of people ages 18 and younger for the first time in recorded history.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of reasoning, you know, for that. But certainly I think people are living longer. They're staying more active. And I just think we're really blessed to have a facility like Wesley Manor in our community.
So, yeah, I agree with you. It's a very nice location, and oh, y'all do a great job out there.
Yeah,
I can say that.
Yeah.
And the food's good, and there's that, I mean, it's really
great food. Yes.
All right. Melissa, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll have you back, or whoever's going to come back, but we always like having you here as well. And
thank you.
If you think of anything else, please let us know.
Yeah, anyone. I'm looking for volunteers. If you'd like to come and help fill the bird feeders at Wesley Manor, because we have a lot of bird watchers, or want to come and help call bingo on Saturday, I'm always looking for volunteers. My number is 765-656-2139. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
There are a lot of, now that you say that, I do see people out there and they're pointing and watching the birds and checking out the feeders and everything.
Yeah.
So, all right. Melissa Robertson with Wesley Manor. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day, girls.
You too. All right. We'll be back. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.